Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 512, One Power Only. How you folks doing this fine week? I trust you're doing well, even in this, this heat. Came back from Osh to 104 temperature. Oh, my gosh. At least we don't have a ton of humidity. But, oh, the smoke is back. Oh, God, that wildfire smoke. Eyes are burning. There's a good reason not to mow the lawns. But I trust you are doing well. Wherever you are out there, here we are, kind of at the height of summer where clear photography is a little bit more of a challenge as they hunker down and just get ready to, don't want to say the word, but fall is coming. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded by the Adobe Podcast Beta. Yeah, they create the recording. They do the transcript that you'll find there on the blog post for the podcast, as well as links, photo, all that good stuff is right there. You can go to your favorite places, such as iTunes Podcast, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, and of course, those last two, you can leave comments. We can have a conversation. I would love to have it. I spent time talking to a lot of planes this last week and just a couple conversations, but boy, they were great. So, hey, I'm dying for a conversation. Let's have one. And thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Kind of excited while I was gone. I was real fortunate talking with the folks at Breakthrough Filter. And I got some really cool samples of their new Mark II magnetic filter system. It's just really cool stuff. Now, the ones I got, the filters, and I'll be using them starting this afternoon and this week as I go through the Great Falls area. I've got their 4X black and white. I got their infrared, and I got their night sky. So I'm really looking forward to trying out the new mag system, which just in playing with it, wow, that's kind of cool. It's just, no more twisty. I like it. That's very cool. I got a couple new books that have arrived. I didn't break them open yet, but they came while I was gone. Got a couple of interesting book recommendations. I want to thank you, folks. A couple of you sent out novels. Yeah, I wish I had that luxury of time that I could read a novel. That just seems not to be, got to wait till the winter time. So I appreciate the nods. I put them on my list. I'll see what life brings. Hey, my good friends at Bedfords.com, they had a massive used gear sale, massive, that technically ended yesterday, the 26th. But I bet if you work really fast, you can give them a call. And I know some of the stuff got picked over pretty good. You can take advantage of that. And of course, with the Moose discount, right? Then you've got have to check out a 30% back. That's pretty sweet. You think about it, buy a $100 lens and get it $30 off. Pretty cool. But hey, they've got tons of great stuff. Whether you go to one of their stores, give them a call. I don't think they have any expos in the near future. But they always have that great website. Head there, find goodies. I mean, you'll find that the big Nikon summer savings trade-in, trade-up stuff is still going. So, you know, Bedfords, they take great care of all of us. Give us and provide us that Moose discount. Great, great service, products, pricing. Hey, my friends at Bedfords Camera, check them out. Thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, Sharon and I are back from, I'm not going to say exhausting week at Osh, not by any stretch of imagination, but man, was it packed and it was great. So we did something new this time. We rented an RV in Milwaukee and then put it into and plugged into one of the full hookup camp spots there at Camp Schuler, just to see how much difference it made in our not just having fun, but being relaxed and being able to recoup. And so we drove into Milwaukee and we rented from the folks at Great Lakes RV. Really nice people, really nice people. And they want to make sure you know how to use their equipment, their RV. So one, you have kind of a hassle-free experience. And then you have all that leisure time and all the fun and all the enjoyment that an RV at Osh in a hookup site provides. Now, the RV we got was really cool. Winnebago Vita 2014. Really nice RV. Just immaculate. And when we go to pick it up, we got this literally two-hour, everything totally encompassed operation, driving, get-to-go kind of warm-up to our week. So literally, they took 2 hours to go through everything in this vehicle. Now, the vehicle had three power sources. It had a generator, had solar and batteries, and you could plug it in to shore power, 120. And I knew that before I rented it. It's kind of why I got it, because I figured it's kind of bulletproof, right? If you have solar panel and batteries, that's one. Generator, right? As long as you got fuel, that's two. And plug-in, that's the only one that's iffy. You have to have a plug, right? So I figured three power sources, I'd be really good. And the idea was real simple. I was going to work hard in the morning. Then for 3 or 4 hours, when the light was hard and nothing's going on, I was going to go back to the RV, which has AC, and relax in really comfortable recliner chairs. I had two in there in the pop-out section. Go through my morning images, take care of work, have lunch, and then go out for the afternoon air show, rested, cool, collected, ready to go. And the AC needs that, you know, works the best with the 120. So listening to the presentation when we picked up the van on the RV on the first morning was really important. And they went through all the time. We have three power sources, but you only use one power at a time, one power only. And they had all these little stickers inside the vehicle by certain spots that one power only. So in other words, if you drive around and you go going from point A to point B and you have food in the refrigerator, you'd have the inverter on. And then if you stopped in like a parking lot to have lunch and you didn't want to eat inside the restaurant, a fast food place, you want to eat in your own RV, you could power up the generator and that would run the AC, so you're nice and comfortable, or you plug in, but one power only. And they really emphasize that over and over again during that tour presentations. You have three powers. How many do you use at one time? One power only. So I'm at Osh, and we the campsite, if you haven't ever done it, you've got they have a X amount of campsites with power and water. And we've always had those, but we've always had tents. And we needed the power to power, you know, charge batteries, computers and stuff. And you just, in the day, you would find something else to do instead of going back to your tent, which would be sweltering hot. To get that campsite, you go on their website, and it's kind of a little bit of a Russian roulette. Yes, the first day that they come available, you can rent. But the thing is, you rent it for the entire time until yesterday, the 26th. So whatever day you start at, it's $103 a day this year for a hookup site for every day you have it. So the first day, the price tag was over $3,000. So then you keep watching the site. And so a week later, I went back and I was looking at it. I could see that, okay, some sites are gone. There's still plenty left. And the price had come down to about $2,300 or something like that, whatever it was. Yeah, a week later. So then I kept doing it later because I knew I had the RV. I had rented the RV 7 months, reserved it 7 months in advance. One power only. And I kept watching the website. And finally, it came down. And I could see where all of a sudden all these other folks who were doing the same thing as I am, checking it, watching it. Sites were starting to get plucked up. Doom, 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 doom. So end up paying for 18 days of the campsite. So I had one for the 8 days I was there, but I paid for 18 days, about $1,800. And then I went and checked the next day, and there's a handful of sites. The day after that was down to, well, no, it was exactly the next day. I checked it, and it sold out at the end of that day. So we had our site, and that site, get to the point, was about 3 blocks further than I normally got in the past. And the thing is, in the morning, to get to the point, come on, Moose, get to the point. In the morning, there's no transportation. You've got trams and buses all day long, except for before sunrise. So I go down, I had a media pass, so I could get into the grounds prior to the gates opening. And I get down, and it was about, 40-minute walk to Vintage, about 90-minute walk to Warbirds. So I go out in the morning. Sunrise was 5:29. I wanted to be in place before that. So I got up in the RV and made my coffee, had my breakfast, checked emails, got myself ready to go, and off I went. And I had that Mountain Smith, and I would have in it 1424, 51.2, and the 7200. And I had some absolutely marvelous mornings. Absolutely marvelous mornings. But that one thing kept going through my mind, one power only. So the next morning, I said to myself, you know, I never pulled out the 1424. I never even crossed my mind. So why carry it? So I took it out of the bag. The way it wasn't the big deal, but it just, why have it? And I replaced that weight with another bottle of water because, boy, it was humid and I was thirsty. So then the next day, I'm like, okay, came back with water, and there's water refilling stations. So I got rid of that, and I kept saying, one power only. Then came Friday morning. Oh, Friday morning. Friday morning was off the chart amazing. Step out the RV. And all the other mornings, there was a little bit of that lake produced foggy cloud puffy things kind of hang around. They dissipate really fast. Once the sun comes up, they just go and they're gone. They come back in the afternoon with that humidity, but had a tornado warning one day. Anyway, Friday morning, get back to the point. One power only. I looked that sticker right in the eye as I was about to go out, and I had this time the 24 to 70 and the 7200, just the two lenses. I knew it was Friday. A lot of planes, people are, they're buzzing out. You kind of have like this first group of really hardcore aviation Osh kind of people who come in the Saturday before and they stay and they get the one Wednesday night show. Oh boy, the night show was spectacular. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway, and then they usually take off Friday morning and they don't stick around for the last weekend. You have another group that comes in, not as big, not as hardcore, and they come in Friday and then they take off Sunday. So I knew that was going to be happening Friday morning. So I walk out the door of the RV and I look up at the skies, always what I do, and I saw the clouds. And these were not your basic lakefront kind of humidity kind of clouds. These were actually nice clouds. I'm like, oh my. I want to be down at Vintage long before the sun starts coming up. Looked at my watch, look at the clouds. I know it's about a 45 minutes normal pace, not killing my knee. I made it in 25. I was on a mission. I got down there. Some planes had been moved, getting ready to go out early Friday morning. They've been in position. So a lot of things were kind of spread out, which is perfect. Because normally they're parked kind of wingtip to wingtip. Because, right, the guy got a, I didn't hear the final count, but there's like 10,000 planes in there. I mean, that's a lot of planes. But they're spread out. So I'm shooting. I walk over to Walt's beaver cat that had the wingtips now down. I'd photographed it a couple days before. They're folded up, carrier kind of thing. Photograph that. And the sun's coming up. The sun's up. I get the fireball. All of a sudden, it goes behind the clouds. I go, okay. So I kind of just like go around. I'm looking. Walk from Vintage towards the runway 18, and I'm walking over there, and here's some DC-3s and some Beech-18s, and they're all pointed towards the sun because they've been turned around the night before so they could just launch and go that morning. And that's what I was really hoping for. And so I'm photographing these really nice arses, nice clouds, and I walk over to this one DC-3, just a gorgeous DC-3, and it's and they're busy. I could tell they're getting ready to launch, and I'm there with a 24-70. I've got the sun peeking out through the hole in the clouds. It was spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And I kept saying to myself, one power only. I didn't need to have a lot of gear. After the first day, I didn't take the tabletop tripod until that Friday morning. Something just told me that I was going to need to have hands free. So I had just the two lenses, the Z8 and the tabletop tripod, and that was it. I didn't even have a bottle of water because I knew I was going to treat myself to breakfast down at the cafe down there. So I've got the Z8 24-70 on the tabletop tripod. And I'm on the arse of this gorgeous DC-3. The clouds are going. And this kept going through my mind, one power only. So I'm starting to think, one power only. One of my powers is the arse shot. That's one of my powers. And there were some really marvelous photographers there producing some really marvelous photographs. But I didn't see anybody else doing arse shots. And I'm like, yeah, one power only. And I'm just having a great time. And all of a sudden, these three guys who are, they're getting their vehicles, they're getting their people loaded on the plane to launch and gear and stuff. They started talking right behind the leading edge of the wing. And the light's starting to go. And I said, kind of in a, so they could hear me, I said, do you guys kind of can move a little bit, just, you know, 5 feet to your right? Oh, sure. And they got out, perfect timing, got the shot, one power only. And I'm just like, yeah, there you go. And it just went click, and it was gorgeous. So one of the three guys, you know, I'm at this point, the light's now changed. It's not like really great. I'm looking around, wondering, you know, looking for other subjects. And this guy, and I start to just take my first two steps off, and there's one of the three guys in that group goes, hey, you, wait. And I'm like, what do I do? The first thing, what do I do? And so he came over and introduced himself, you know, and associated with the plane stuff. And what a great conversation and a whole new relationship that built from that. I'm just like, one power only. So I'm like, this is just, you know, the perfect cap off of a marvelous Osh for us. I was there as a volunteer, and I sent to EA Publications, who I was there volunteering working for, 30 images a day, and the boss had emailed back great stuff, and then At the end of that day, he asked for all the pictures I sent. He wanted all of them, which never happens, right? So I was on top of the moon, but after I got back, I'm walking over to the cafe to have a breakfast. And I sit down and put my stuff down. I'm just soaking in aviation and Osh and people. And my name's called. I go up and get my sandwich. Turns out I was given another person's breakfast who got in. There's slight differences, and I didn't care. He didn't care. And I said, I hadn't touched it. He goes, fine. So he grabbed it from me. He was sitting in this big open cafe tables, and it's just the two of us out there. And he says, isn't it a beautiful morning? And he just had that accent. I said, oh, God, it's just marvelous out here. And he said, do you mind if I come over and sit with you? And I said, no problem. Well, spent an hour with Mitch from Australia, who's a Qantas pilot, talking aviation, Australia, New Zealand, aviation, photography, just all sorts of, you know, whole new relationship. Mitch was great. We had a great time. And, you know, it's kind of like what photography really is all about. It's just one power only. You folks have an absolute marvelous week. Stay cool. Get out there and shoot and make every click your story.